I was about to walk out of an elevator a few days ago when a guy nearly barreled straight into me on his way inside. He excused himself sheepishly, interrupting his cell phone conversation to do so. I know that such an encounter isn't among the tragic and terrifying stories out there of accidents between pedestrians or bicyclists or fellow drivers and cell phone users, but it helps prove that it's easy to get distracted when you're talking on a cell phone and life, in a literal sense, is happening about you. In one shocking case from Texas, a teen driver answered a ringing cell phone and slammed into a family of four, killing a 3-year-old boy and leaving his father with permanent brain damage, his 2-year-old sister with a broken neck, and his mother with serious injuries. The verdict in that case was $8.5 million. Some states and municipalities have acted in a legislative sense. In New York, the law reads that no person shall operate a motor vehicle upon a public highway while using a mobile phone to engage in a call while such vehicle is in motion. And the Chicago suburb of Winnetka just passed an ordinance last week banning cell phone use while driving. Those are just a few examples out there, both on the state and local levels. But not everyone agrees that cell phones should be banned. Compare those sorts of laws with one in Massachusetts, where language expressly allows cell phones while driving. A person may operate a motor vehicle while using a mobile phone, as long as one hand remains on the steering wheel at all times. As disagreement swirls about the appropriateness of cell phone restrictions, the judiciary has taken its own action in both criminal and civil cases. As early as 1993, a driver argued that he wasn't guilty of failure to give proper attention to driving just because he drove erratically while using his cell phone. But the court found that the ordinance language was clear and the evidence was sufficient to prove criminal liability. Since then, juries and judges have found cell phone users who caused accidents guilty of crimes, including involuntary manslaughter and vehicular homicide, and liable in tort for negligence. One court overturned a jury verdict and found that the woman who died in a train car accident was 100% responsible because she'd been talking on a cell phone. And an Illinois appellate court found that a jury should hear information about possible cell phone use by a driver, even though the trial court judge had decided that the evidence should be excluded as too circumstantial. Still, other courts have refused to let employers off the hook automatically when their employees are the ones on the cell phone. But as aware of the problem as the nation's judges may be, a law that expressly bans cell phone use by drivers would have considerably greater positive effect by serving to prevent the accidents in the first place. I'll be the first to admit that I'm self-interested here. I don't use a cell phone while driving, and I've nearly been hit by those who do on a number of occasions. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was crossing a street with my son after our walk sign came on. A man driving a truck and chatting on his cell phone turned straight into our path. I grabbed my son's shoulder and pulled him back onto the curb just in time. The man continued on, and I suspect that he never saw us, even though we were absolutely right in front of him. I'm sure you have your story, too. Now might be a good time to share it with lawmakers. I'm Amy.